हरे कृष्णा। भक्ति एनेबल्स अस टू पुट आवर फ्री विल टू फुल एंड फुलफिलिंग यूज। आवर फ्री विल इज आवर प्रेशियस एसेट। इफ यूज प्रॉपरली इट कैन ग्रांट अस लिबरेशन एंड इटर्नल हैप्पीनेस इन आवर फ्यूचर, एंड इट कैन इवन ग्रांट अस अचीवमेंट एंड फुलफिलमेंट इन दिस लाइफ टू। So to oh, but unfortunately, often we don't use our free will fully and we don't use it fulfillingly. That means, say, consider a drunkard, a person who has become addicted to drinking. They also are souls like us. They also are conscious agents with free will like us, but by repeated indulgence in particular kinds of actions, they have lost their free will to a large extent. And because of losing their capacity to access their free will, now they can use their free will only partially. At best, they may be able to choose when the urge to drink hits them. They can't choose whether to drink or to not drink. All that they can choose is whether I should take this drink or that drink. So in that sense, what happens is that our free will is never lost. But our free will can become very strongly constricted. Attachment doesn't take away our free will, but it constricts our free will to a very limited scope. So, I have to drink. That's what attachment or addiction forces me to do. All that it allows me is the freedom is, oh, should I drink this or drink that? And that is not really, that is a very, very limited use of our freedom. So, addicts cannot use their free will properly. And certainly they can't use it fulfillingly, because they just don't get any indulgence in drinking. It gives a temporary high, but afterward it has a hangover, a health complication, there is loss of face, loss of money, and there's so much misery thereafter. So the important thing is that there should not be that it's not a fulfilling use of one's free will. And bhakti, on the other hand, enables us to both fully and fulfillingly use our free will. How does that happen? Actually, we are at our core souls. And as souls, we are meant to love and serve Krishna. And Krishna is the all-attractive Supreme Person. And as a Supreme Person, when our heart longs for Him because He's all attractive. And when we learn to love Him, learning to love Him by practicing Bhakti Yoga brings out the best within us. Because Krishna is all pure, and connecting with Him makes us pure also. And thus, as we become more and more pure, our latent spiritual potential becomes manifest. As we become more and more self-controlled, we can focus our mind and senses more and more, and thus we can tap our God-given talents and we can transform that potential into achievement. Thus, it is bhakti that enables us to, when we direct our love towards Krishna, we become free from our attachments. And the more we become free from our attachments, the more we can use our free will more fully. Because it's not restricted to a particular object of attachment. It's diverse. Now we may say the free will gets concentrated in Krishna. But Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is connected with everything. And thus, by learning to love Krishna, we actually connect with the whole world. And we move closer to Krishna by that. So we can put it to free use. And we can pull it to full use. And for fulfilling you. Krishna is eternal. We are eternal. Krishna is all attractive and all loving. And we are always searching for love. So when we learn to love Krishna, we put our free will to full and fulfilling use. And thus it is that the Bhagavad Gita states that actually we are parts of Krishna. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manah shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshate. When we are parts of Krishna and when we act in harmony with Krishna, we get satisfaction, we get fulfillment. But when we don't act in relationship with Krishna, act in the mood of loving service to Krishna, then our mind and senses drag us here and there. And when the mind and senses drag us here and there, we end up miserable because of the control of the mind and senses, because of being enslaved by the mind and senses. So, By learning to love Krishna, we become empowered to put our free will to full and fulfilling use to give us happiness in this life as well as the next. Thank you. Hare Krishna.